There is no other feast that is as important to the church and to us as Christians as this feast. The feast of Easter. Because at Easter we celebrate that great truth of our faith, that Jesus, who died on the cross, has risen to new life. St. Paul, in one of his letters, says, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Our faith is of no value." Everything for us hinges on the reality of the resurrection. If Christ had not risen, we would have no faith. I think it's hard for us sometimes to understand the newness, the boldness of this message of Christ's resurrection. We've lived with it all our lives. Most of us from our earliest days knew about Easter. We knew something about that Christ is risen from the dead. But if we could put ourselves into the mindset of the people at the time of Jesus, we would understand the awesomeness of this message. Even the Jewish people at the time of Jesus had very little understanding of life after death. The most general view was that there was a place called Sheol. It was a dark, gloomy place where the dead lived or abided. It was a depressing place. It was a place in which they could not praise God, a place in which they had no future. There were a few Jews that had a belief that at the end of the ages, there would be a resurrection to life. But even then, the beliefs were very vague, very uncertain, and there was much controversy among the Jewish people about any belief in an afterlife. The Pharisees believed in it, the Sadducees did not. It was into that environment that this faith in the risen Christ began to be proclaimed. Imagine, if you thought it was all over with at the moment of your death, what a wonderful message to know that He has risen, and then gradually to begin to understand that we who have been baptized into Christ Jesus will rise with Him. And we will live with Him forever in the presence of our God. What a hopeful message. What a message of new life, new meaning, new value to our existence. That is why baptism must always somehow be a part of our understanding of this feast today. Because it is through baptism that we are born into Christ Jesus, we become members of Christ Jesus, and as members of His body then, we have the hope of sharing with Him that risen glorious life. I say the hope because baptism in itself is not some magic. Baptism is the beginning of a journey. It's the beginning of a life lived in unity with Christ Jesus. Living His law of love. Living His faith and trust in the Father. As St. Paul says in that second reading, we must set our eyes on heaven, not on the things of earth. Because in a sense, we have died with Christ. We have died to saying that the things of this earth can satisfy us, can fulfill us. What we know and what we believe is that the one who can satisfy us, the one who can fulfill us, is the one who died on the cross and rose from the dead and now lives forever in the presence of his Father. The one who also gathers us to himself, gathers us through the life-giving waters of baptism, makes us one with him so that we can live with him for all eternity. That is why this relationship with Christ Jesus must be the most important thing in our lives. If somebody were to give you $100 million, or if somebody was to give you fame, or somebody was to give you all the power you wanted on this earth, it would be a pittance in comparison to life in Christ. Because all of those things will go away. The money will go away. The things that you can buy will go away. The fame, the success, the power, the pleasure, it all goes away. What does not go away is life in Christ Jesus. If we live in him, we will be raised up with him. And if we are raised up with him, we will live forever in the kingdom of our Father.